Yerushalmi Shviyis, corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Vov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Amad Beis at the first Mishnah on the page, Avonim. Avonim Shizah Zosam Hamachresha Ojahayu Mechusois V'Niskalu Im Yesh Bahen Shtayim Shamasoi Shnayim Shnayim Harei Elu Yinatlu. The Mishnah says that stones that were moved by the plow or were covered and became revealed, if there are two stones that must be carried by two people, he may take all of them, as it's clear that he needs them for construction. One who removes stones from his field may take the top layer, but leave the stones that are touching the ground. Similarly, if regarding a pile of pebbles or stones, he may remove the upper ones and leave the ones that are touching the ground. If there's stone or straw underneath them, he may take them. The Gemara says, "Laisof tava b'shiziyazasam hamachresha, elafil machresha asida lezazazan." So the Gemara says that not only if the plow moves them already, but even if the plow will move them in the future, the same rule applies. Amar b'yosi masnisa amakein, avonim shemachresha mezazasan, im yesh b'chol echad ve'echad shemasai shnayim shnayim, harei l'natilu. We have a support from Yosi, brings from Tosefta, stones that were moved by the plow, if each is heavy enough that it needs two people to carry it, he may take them. Rabbi Yaakov bar Bun, b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, zois emeres, osel laket soyros mitoch sadech, stechaveiroi, du menakesh v'yav isvei aleihen, hadetetema b'bika, ava b'ha'oim v'toroshim v'tivu hashevli. Rabbi Yaakov bar Bun, quoting Rabbi Shimon Lakish, says that this teaches that it's forbidden to gather pebbles from a neighbor's field. It's considered theft, since when a person wants to weed his field, he puts them on top of the pebbles. This applies only to a valley, but in a hilly or rough ground, he's doing him a favor. And then come now to the next Mishnah. Ein boinim madregois al pi geyois erev shviyis, mishiposka geshomim ibnei shu metaknoi leshviyis. On erev shviyis, when the rain stops, one may not build steps in a valley to allow himself to safely go down to take water to irrigate his field, as it appears that he's preparing to water his field in shviyis. Avala boinu b'shviyis, mishiposka geshomim ibnei shu metaknoi, but he may build them in Shrius when the rain stops, as they will be used only after Shrius. He shouldn't cement the steps with earth, as when he digs the earth to bring for this purpose, it appears that he's hoeing in Shrius, although he could make a stone wall without using earth. Any stone that he's able to reach out and take when he's building, he may take and add to the construction, but he may not take from elsewhere, as it appears he's preparing his field for Shrius. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Crispa, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hanani ben Gamliel, be'isa shnei prakim hi masnisa. Rabbi Crispa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, Hanani ben Gamliel, said that the Mishnah was referring to the period when there was a prohibition to work the land before Shvi'is, according to the two times that the Chachamim said. And later we found that Ben Gamliel and his Beis Din permitted them. Tani Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, oisim loy be'isa beis prakim, v'acha be'isa beis prakim. The Vayse says that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya prohibited making steps, even when the rain stops. Surely they were speaking about when there was a prohibition at the two times on Erev Shvi'is. So the Mishnah was also speaking about that time, and therefore, once the prohibition of ploughing on Erev Shvi'is was cancelled, the prohibition of our Mishnah was also cancelled. Rav Shammai asked the question, if it was speaking about that time of the prohibition, why would the Braisa continue to teach to plough is prohibited, but to build is permitted? Surely the building is also like ploughing, since he's removing stones. When we come to the next page, the Gemara says, Ela beheta shnei prakim, rather the Mishnah must have been referring to when there was no longer a prohibition to work the land on Erev Shvi'is at the two times, but it's still prohibited to build steps. In beheta shnei prakim, ma'adot haninan, avabaynehu b'shvi'is, b'sheposku ha-geshomim, b'pnei shu matkinan l'mosei shvi'is. The Gemara asks, if the Mishnah was referring to the time when it was permitted, how could it then teach that he may build it in Shvi'is when the rain stops, as they will be used only after Shvi'is? If buildings like ploughing, it should also be prohibited even in Shvi'is. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Amr Rabbi Mana, Yoros Amr Rabbi Shammai, Hadad Kamais Lachroish Mutter Mepneshu Matkinam Lemasi Shvi'is, Livnois Os Mepneshu Matkinam Lashvi'is. Rabbi Mana says that Rabbi Shammai spoke correctly. In the first case, he may plough before Shvi'is because that ploughing will also help him after Shvi'is. However, building steps before Shvi'is doesn't help him after Shvi'is, as the rains will ruin them and he'll need to rebuild them after Shvi'is. So when he builds before Shvi'is, he's preparing them specifically for Shvi'is. Masnisa le amakein ela avaboinehu b'shvius m'shipaska geshamim b'neishu matkinam lematzei shvius. Now our Mishnah doesn't say this, that things are permitted on Erev Shvius if they could be beneficial to him after Shvius, because it says there, behe may build them on Shvius when the rains stop, as they will be used only after Shvius. And the implication is that ploughing on Erev Shvius is prohibited, even if it will be beneficial after Shvius. And this explanation here has been following the Ritva's understanding. la yisbach ba'afa avraiseu chayetz ma'u chayetz chayetz la kamadatema v'hu boine chayetz. Now the Mishnah taught that he shouldn't cement the steps of earth, although he could chayetz, make a stone wall without using earth. What's this terminology of chayetz? As the pasuk says in Yecheskel Perged Gimel in pasuk Yud, and it's building a flimsy wall, meaning a stone wall without cement.